from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Jason Munz is the Tiger basketball beat writer for The Commercial Appeal. You can follow him on Twitter on X at Munzley. Joins us each and every Monday on the program. Munz, what are we listening to?
This is $3 Night.
Jason. Oh, yeah.
This is Shambhala, and I love a good tune, but I also love a good soundtrack. And this is on, I don't know if anybody remembers the Devil's Rejects that was directed by Rob Zombie back almost 20 years ago. Anyway, this song was on that soundtrack. It's a great soundtrack, by the way. The whole soundtrack's wonderful, but this song is on it. And it's just a good, I don't know, it's just a good summer song.
I was trying to, what was... Rob Zombie was, like, redoing horror movies, I feel like, when I was in high school. There was one where, like, some killer used, like, piano wire. I remember seeing that one. It's like, I think I'm good with Rob Zombie.
Was that Halloween?
Maybe.
He did the Halloween movies.
Yeah.
I was like, not bad.
Yeah. Not bad.
I think I've had enough.
He recently made a movie out of the Munsters. And
that was bad.
I cannot bring myself to watch it. It's on Netflix. I cannot bring myself to watch it. But anybody who's never seen The Devil's Rejects, it's all very gory and violent and all that stuff. But it's The Devil's Rejects is pretty good.
So today is Ed Scott's first day as he takes over as the athletic director at the University of Memphis. We also got the news that Jeff Crane is indeed leaving. He's heading to South Carolina. Another member of the athletic staff headed to join Laird Veach at Missouri. I guess I would start with this question. How much of this is expected versus unexpected? Because anytime you have a changeover, there's going to be people that are going to go, people are going to stay. Have we hit the point where people have been caught flat-footed?
No. This is based on, the people that I've talked to and really anywhere you go at any level at whether it's administration, whether it's coaching, whether it's, just like players, whenever there's a change at the top, there's going to be, a change above, if there's a head coaching change, there's going to be players looking to leave. If there's a head coaching change, you're going to have turnover on the staff. If there's an athletic director change, you're going to have turnover on that staff. So in the athletic department. And so I think that's exactly what this is. Part of it is Laird, went to become the athletic director at Missouri. And so there's opportunities and openings on that staff. And of course he's going to go the first place he's going to look to fill those positions is to the people he knows and trusts. And it just so happens that there are some of those people who used to work for the University of Memphis. But like when you look at the whole scope of the entire athletic department, I think the number right now of people who have left since Laird left, I think it's at like 6 or something like that. One of them, Scott Burns, the football SID, was leaving anyway. Like he's gone to Florida. So, I just think it is what it is. Whenever there's change, a change in leadership, there's going to be a little bit of a trickle down, and that's what you're seeing here.
How difficult is it going to be for Ed Scott? Because not only are you coming and you're trying to put together staff, but you're also in the middle of a big construction project with the Liberty Bowl.
That part is going to be, I'm sure, challenging because, not only is he dealing, is he coming in to this massive project that's already in progress. You go and you look at the live cam every day and you see chunks and chunks of the Liberty Bowl are being torn down each and every day. And there's still money that needs to be raised to get to the finish line with that. And so that, if that was all he was walking into, it would still be a challenging time to take on this job. But then you've got the job openings. Let's not forget, he's also got to hire a softball coach. And then there's all this other stuff. There's the revenue sharing stuff, and there's, it feels like a very daunting time to be taking on a job like this. Or this particular job, but Ed was asked about it. He's been open about it in the times that he has talked to the media, and he's made it very clear that he believes he's up for it. And yeah, it all starts today. Today is officially day one for Dr. Scott.
You've mentioned the updated look of the live cam, whatnot. You've just tweeted out a picture from the University of Memphis. So basically, that is the west side, correct? The old press box side is the west side?
Yeah.
Okay. So the west side, we have basically you have those kind of field box seats that have the blue seats, if you will. Kind of a little bit above that, you've got basically from about the 30 to the 10. That chunk is entirely removed. Do we know when they start, is basically everything underneath the press box going to be gone? Is that what we're going to be looking at?
Even the press box is going to go.
Okay.
Everything from, what is it? The 10 to the 10.
Yeah. It looks like 10s to 10s, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Everything between the 10s and above the blue chair backs is going to be gone. Within the next 2 weeks. I mean, we went out last week when they started this, and that's what the now former deputy athletic director, Jeff Crane, said that it was, yes, it was starting that day, but it was going to take upwards of 3 weeks for it to all be completely torn down. That brings you right up to the kickoff pretty much. If it takes that full 3 weeks, it takes you pretty much right up to real close to kickoff against North Alabama. But yeah, I mean, that's my understanding is that you're going to, it's going to be like, pulling the shades up on a window, a massive window. You can already see most of the Sports and Events Center through that hole that you mentioned. And you're going to be able to see everything else behind that side of the stadium, for however long it takes them to rebuild it.
Do we know, because I assume, based on looking at it, it's like, okay, they're going to take out the side chunks first, and then they'll take down the middle with the press box last. are there lights on that side? Like, I was trying to think about that. Like, is only half the field going to be lit?
No, I think, yeah, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one, Jeffrey. But I cannot imagine that, that lighting's going to be affected. I've been to a few, I've covered many a high school football games in South Mississippi in my day. And, I don't think there's going to be a situation where, I mean, like, I've covered more than one game in South Mississippi, high school football game in South Mississippi, where games where lights went out during the game and they continued to play the game.
I've been a part of a couple of those myself.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that we're going to get there. But
in fairness, we did have a Super Bowl one time where the lights went out too. So,
you know, I was there. I was actually there for that game as a member of the media. I was there with the Hattiesburg American, and that was one of the most surreal things I think I've ever experienced in my career. And as a matter of fact, they handed out, and I still have this somewhere in a box somewhere, but they handed out a press release. It was one sentence, and it was a physical piece of paper, and it was, you know, it was on NFL letterhead and everything. And it was one sentence, and it was like, you know, we're aware there's a situation with the lights, we're working on it, or something like that. So yes, like, but I do not think that we're going to have a situation where we've got a partially lit field at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium at any point.
All right, then we've got the other news that you've just written about. It's just gone live, I think, about 20 minutes ago over at commercialappeal.com. Penny Hardaway, Luke Kennard, Snappy Gilmore, among notables in the Celebrity Golf Tournament. It's going to be part of the Danny Thomas Celebrity Pro-Am that will be at Spring Creek. I believe it's the Monday of the golf tournament, or is it Tuesday?
No, it's actually Thursday. It's the same. It's the start.
Oh, but they're going to play it. Okay, the tournament.
Yeah, same day as the FedEx Angie Championship.
Okay, do we think Penny's going to take basketball questions that day?
No. I mean, like, I was talking to somebody earlier about this, that I I'll believe it when I see it. You know, I mean, I hope he does. But until he does it, I do not expect it to be any different than the way it's been all off season. Again, I do hope that we get to a point where we can ask him basketball questions at non-basketball events. But I'd be very surprised if he goes in depth that day about anything basketball.
We also found out not only we have local royalty, of course, with Penny. I did not know that the Medici family was still in the game. We've got Prince Lorenzo de' Medici. I did not know the Medicis were still around in the 2020s.
I didn't either. But that's what the information we have is, and so I found that to be very interesting. Probably though, more interesting to me is that David Arquette has been there.
Is he gonna be ready to rumble?
Yeah, I mean,
I was surprised you didn't include that as his acting credits.
I almost did. I almost did because on the email that we got, they listed Scream, they listed Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and they listed Never Been Kissed.
Mm.
And
Drew Barrymore's finest.
Like, I just can't tell you how close I was to including Ready to Rumble, but I was in a hurry. And so I just went with what they had. I apologies to the Never Been Kissed fans out there. But, I excluded that one and went with Buffy the Vampire Slayer instead, the classic early 90s Christy Swanson vehicle.
Yeah, not Sarah Michelle Gellar. That's the TV show. She's Christy's the movie.
We're talking about the original with the dear departed Paul Rubens as a vampire way back in the 90s, Mr. Pee Wee Herman himself. I really, really, really was close to putting Ready to Rumble, but I ended up not.
Do we think at that point Luke Kennard will have signed a deal? He's playing.
Yeah,
for those that don't know.
Luke Kennard is part of that field, which he was last year as well. And DeMichael Cole and I were actually talking about that. Like, what would be the more interesting availability if he has signed, re-signed with the Grizzlies, or if he has signed with someone else, or if he has not signed with anyone still at the time on August 15th? Like, I don't know. I don't know the answer. Like, what would be the most interesting? I think it's probably if he's not signed with anyone.
Yeah, right. I think if you're talking about just in terms of questions, like having an opportunity, yeah, I think that's the. I think that would be the most interesting.
Now, that being said, I do think that he is going to re-sign with the Grizzlies, and I would be willing to bet you that it is going to come. That's going to happen before he is made available in Collierville on August 15th.
We also got Al from Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Richard Karn, for those that don't know.
Richard Karn, former host of Family Feud.
Oh, yeah.
I could have included that in there, but I didn't. I just went with, what was it? I went with Home Improvement and Last Man Standing, the other Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's friend.
Yes, Tim Allen's guy.
Yeah, I think
but,
that's... My wife will be happy to see Vince Carter play, too. My wife loves her some Vince Carter.
Yep, Vince Carter, and of course, the one of the other perennial participants in this event, Brad Penny, will be there. He's been there every year that I can remember. Another conversation Michael and I were having, like, when you think of Brad Penny, what's the first team you think of?
The Marlins, right?
Same here.
Am I right?
And you know, like, yes, he won a World Series with them, but I think the most people, when they think of Brad Penny, they would think of San Francisco Giants, I think. But I'm glad that there's another.
Yeah, because I think of him and Beckett. Like, they were like the 1-2 punch.
Well, and you could throw in A.J. Burnett as well. That was a heck of a three-headed monster. And then after they won the World Series in 03, they blew it up, and because that's what the Marlins do. But Marlin himself, Brad Penny, will be there. I'm trying to remember.
Honestly, I don't think I would go Giants second. I think I'd go Dodgers. Now, I should also point out, when Brad Penny got sent to the Dodgers, the Cardinals were playing the Dodgers in the playoffs. And so, like, it was when I was in college in L.A., so I went to a decent amount of Dodger games. That's the only reason why I think that may not be fair.
Right. Your lens,
right,
you're looking at it through, is a little bit skewed one way.
Yeah. Let's wrap here. What was the most interesting question from your mailbag?
Oh, my goodness. That was more than 24 hours ago.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be tough for me to think about off the top of my head. But
here's one. Yeah. Is Vieira Tuck, is it Daniil or Daniel?
Daniel.
Is Daniel ever going to show up?
That's probably the most interesting one. And the answer, I don't remember exactly how I answered it, but it was something along the lines of almost like I'll believe it when I see it. And that's, I don't think he's going to be here.
Yeah. Your answer was, I thought this was the more important, Vera Tuck has not signed with Memphis. Whether he will be eligible or not remains to be seen. Is that because there's some pro? Because I know he's been playing with a lot of different things. Is it because of whether or not he's actually been a professional?
No. I don't think so.
Maybe the academics weren't completed?
You
wouldn't rule it out? Let's just say that.
Yeah, I don't. We'll just say that I don't think it has anything to do with his pro status. But I will say that I don't think the door is completely closed. But unless something changes, like, pretty dramatically in a pretty short period of time, I just do not expect him to be part of this. To be part of this roster. I mean, you know, it's not even August yet, so, like, things, I guess, could change. But I would err on the side of him not being here.
Muns, we appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
That is Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer, of course, for the Commercial Appeal. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at Munsley. Right now, it's the last week of the Summer of 1,000 Engagements going on with our friends over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. That means all this week through Saturday, you can take advantage of the Wedding Band Expo that's going on right now. Buy one wedding band and get a second wedding band half off. You can also get 0% down, 0% interest for 12 months. You can also get a free silicone band with the men's band purchase. Guys, you don't think this is going to be a deal, but it is. You got to have your fat ring. And most of us kind of get in shape. We look pretty good come wedding day. About 6 months later, you're going to see that that ring fits a little tighter. You need something a little bit more comfortable. Go ahead and get the free silicone ring with the purchase of your men's band as well. You can also still take advantage of getting a free vacation with your purchase of $24.95 or more. Just go take advantage of the entire shopping experience over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's where Connor got his wife's engagement ring. It's where we got my wife's engagement ring, our wedding bands. Everything. It's a fantastic shopping experience. I knew next to nothing going in. We've left with a ring that my wife loves. We've added on to it. She cannot say enough good things about it. Again, the Summer of 1,000 Engagements. This is the very last week to take advantage of the Summer of 1,000 Engagements while also getting your free sunny summer getaway. That will end on Saturday. It's
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.